Holy shit, you guys. I have officially posted my first audios on both Color Talk and GWA, and oh my gosh. Wow. I like how they both turned out. I'm pretty satisfied with them being my first audios. Polaroids in the... Polaroids in the Park was definitely one of the harder ones because... I did not fake an orgasm. I was actually, you know, I'm so childish. I'm like blushing and, you know, you guys feel me. I don't have to, I think that because it was my first time ever recording myself coming, it was kind of a tense, made it sound a little tenser than what I usually sound like when I come. But I am thinking that as I post more audios, I will become more comfortable and I'll be able to loosen up a bit. But I think it also helps for the authenticity of what that, of what Polaroids in the Park was about, and how, you know, they are doing things in a park. I don't know. My Pillow Talk audio is pretty short, but I like how that turned out too. I'm just pretty hyped. And I'm excited to share more with you guys. Wow, I'm all like excited. Maybe I put too much sugar in my coffee. I don't drink coffee. In my tea. But I am pretty excited. I have something very, very filthy coming up that I'm working on for GWA. And a bit of a... I wouldn't say warning, but more of a little taste of what it will be. It's going to be some sacrilegious, or yeah, that's how you say it, I think. I don't know. Correct me if that's not how you say that, but that's what it's going to be. It's going to be kind of edgy in that respect. But I'm excited because I think it's going to come out really good. But thank you guys for all, I'm not trying to make this 9 years long, but I want to do like a little thank you thing, you know, because I had a lot of you guys have been really sweet to me through all of this. I had a really shitty work week, not even done with my work week, actually. I was given this day off because there was an asshole customer that really, really hurt me and my feelings. That's childish, but like not really hurt my feelings, but just kind of pushed me into a bit of a mental breakdown in my car after work that my manager stumbled upon. Maybe at some point I'll get a little deeper into that, but right now I'm too happy and too excited to dwell on that right now. I'd like to say thank you. I don't want to embarrass myself any more than I already am with this, because I don't know. I feel all hot on my face and maybe it's because I'm smiling too much. I don't know. I just want to do an indirect thank you to all of you guys who've been really nice and sweet and gave me advice, as well as some of my favorite audio performers who were just so nice to me. What the heck? Unexpectedly nice to me. I had actually messaged a few of you guys when I first got my account because I had never had an account where I could message you guys. I think I've said that before. I don't know. And I basically was just like, I totally geeked out and was just told like a handful of my favorite audio performers. There's lots more of you guys if you didn't get a message from me. You probably will at some point. Just how much their work inspired me to do my own. And they were all so nice. They were all so sweet to me. So I'm really excited to bring you guys more stuff, and I hope you like the stuff I just dropped, boy. I gotta go. I gotta make dinner, and I'm also dog sitting today. That's him getting in my blinds. I gotta... Duke! I don't know if he does this at his place. It's my neighbor's dog, and I don't know how to say no to people, so on my day off, I'm dog sitting. It's pretty solid, but Duke is kind of an asshole. He like fucked up my blinds and he has some sort of obsession with my blinds. Maybe it's because my neighbors don't have them, but whatever. I gotta go. Thanks, guys. Bye.